You're listening to the Student Leadership Programme podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Helen Pritchard. I'm a third year student midwife at Oxford Brookes University. We've put together this podcast just to share our experiences of when we've been on placement throughout the pandemic, and hopefully just to give some guidance on how we've coped, some of our experiences, and yeah, just to let you know you're not alone, and hopefully what we're going to say might give you some support and guidance. I'm joined today by Gemma Hughes and Georgia Parker, and they're going to be saying a few things as well. So hi Gemma.
Hello, hello. I'm Gemma, and I'm studying at Cardiff University. I'm a third year student midwife as well, so same year as Helen. Yeah, and just hopefully as chatting away will just be something to listen to and something to be like, oh, that sounds familiar, oh, that sounds a bit interesting. So yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
I'm Georgia. I'm a third year student as well. I'm studying at Uni of Bradford. And yeah, I think I'm hoping that just listening to us will let you realise that you're not alone and everybody's struggled throughout this. And I think as a student midwife in general, I think, you know, it's important to remember that we're all in it together, and, you know, it's midwifery is not a career where you're ever on your own, I don't think, or you never should be.
So Gemma, do you think you might be able to share some of your experiences so far of how things are going where you're on placement?
Yeah, definitely. So at the moment, I'm out on community. So that's really good. And out in the community, we're out, this is just a shorter block, so for 4 weeks. And yeah, I've loved it. I love being back out after the Christmas break as well. And community is always one to kind of, you can get really stuck in and you really get the chance to talk to women and hear their experiences and see how they're doing as well. And so far, kind of, we've got this 4 week block to kind of, this will be my last community placement before I qualify, which I think is in a way a little bit terrifying and makes my stomach feel a little bit funny. But yeah, I'm trying to just basically absorb and ask as many questions as possible. And I've been really lucky with the people I've worked with so far. They're answering all my questions and kind of guiding me along and feeling that support. And I think that's been amazing throughout is practice supervisors I've been working with, the midwives I've been working with. They've all been so supportive considering how busy it is out there and how much pressure there is. And there's that kind of realization that it is, we're still there. We're still there to learn as well. And I've never felt kind of, like I can't ask questions or I can't be like, oh, what's going on here, or what shall I do, which I think is amazing. And I think that's definitely one of the original anxieties. I don't know if you felt like that before. I was a bit like, oh, I don't want to be in the way and I don't want to be a spare part and I don't want to cause more trouble by being there and kind of feel like I'm in the way basically. But yeah, it's not felt like that at all.
Do you feel that this placement is different? I guess I was going to ask, how's the COVID-19 situation changed your placement in community? Has it changed at all? What differences has it made?
Yeah, so we've definitely, like, with the PPE, that's definitely there. That's a massive part of, you stood outside in whatever weather it is, putting your PPE on, getting ready to go into the house visits, which is amazing because I know right at the beginning they were in house visits. So the fact that we are able to do that, and it's so important to see people in their own environment, I've always found, like, and you just see, like, you get the full, like, a bigger picture then, don't you, of what's going on in someone's life. And so on that side of things, here in Cardiff anyways, that's what we're able to do. We're still able to do those, like, specific house visits at the moment. And I think, yeah, you've just got that extra awareness. Everyone's kind of more on edge and there's staff pressures because there's people off with COVID or self-isolating. And you definitely always got that kind of thing in your head that's like, okay, it's not normal. Like, it's not how it was when we were in first year now. It's completely different in one sense. But then the care you're giving is the same. The conversations you're having are the same. People are still wanting to chat to you and wanting to get your help and your support. So I think that, like, fundamentally, that's the same. It's just you've got your PPE now to deal with, and just that extra awareness of being safe and making sure everyone's safe that you're around as well. But we kind of went, we had, like, right back from the beginning, when COVID hit and that first lockdown, my year, we were due to finish our placement, so that's still naturally finished. And then we went online for three months-ish, and did our like revision for our PISBs, which are kind of like OSCEs. We just went all online and did all our revision, all our online learning then, and then we're back out in July. At the time, it felt like ages that we weren't out for ages. I don't know if you found that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You're kind of itching to get back out as well.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but one of the biggest challenges I found with the COVID situation, as you say, was the fact that we've moved to online learning, and particularly for our OSCEs, literally COVID happened when we were just starting to prepare for them. So we were supposed to be able to go back into the university and go into the study skills labs and actually practice the OSCEs with our with all the equipment, and obviously when lockdown happened we couldn't do that, so that was quite tough, because I feel the practical element, it was quite difficult to actually be able to practice, because you don't have the women models and all the different equipment for the various emergencies. So we had to be quite creative doing things online, you know, trying to practice things online and practice things at home. So I definitely noticed it requires you to be a bit more creative. And Georgia, were you in the same situation?
Yeah, well, we don't do OSCEs actually, but we finished our placement in January and we were meant to go back out in April. So we all got pulled from placement before we even started. So I ended up having 9 months out of placement from January, and then we went back in September. So it felt like I've been away just forever. I know, especially, you know, for my cohort, it was really nerve-wracking going back after such a long time away, especially going back to Labour Ward, which is probably the most intense placement area to go to be thrown back in at the deep end, it almost kind of felt like. I think it was really helpful that one of the midwife who sorts out all our shifts, all our off duty, she was happy to, you know, she gave us an afternoon of just talking through the PPE, because that was one of the, you know, we never had to wear PPE before, so that was a big thing, and just, you know, just addressing any of our concerns and, you know, letting us know that we wouldn't be asked to look after COVID positive women, which, you know, was a reassurance in itself. But yeah, just someone taking the time to do that was really nice. And I think it did all come back fairly quickly, although, you know, it was for a while it was a bit like, where is everything, how do I do this, I don't have a clue how, you know, how to do anything anymore. So I think it took a while to build up that confidence again, but you know, you got back into it fairly quickly, I think. But you know, the big gap in between was massive. I mean, I was told I was high risk originally, so I had to shield for 3 months as well. And I think for anybody who has to do that, it's, you know, you're not obviously, no, in lockdown nobody was seeing anybody, but I think just the added worry of not being able to see anybody or go near anybody, it's the stress on top of an already stressful course it's, you know, mentally it's a huge load to carry, I think, isn't it?
What you were saying, Georgia, about it's already a stressful course and it's all stuff that we've never really thought about. Like, you don't ever consider there's going to be a global pandemic on when you're trying to study, or like the fact that you can't like drive down the road and see your parents. When I thought, oh, four hours from home is fine, that's like a way away to be from uni, but now 4 hours seems like forever. Stuff you've never taken into consideration before, which is the really hard part, I think.
And I think as well, now being on placement, I think you worry about bringing it home to your family as well, which, you know, that's nothing you had to worry about before coming home from placement. So, you know, I know people are kind of getting back to normal a bit now, and that they feel more able to kind of, although socially distanced, go and see people, you know, outside. I still worry about, you know, seeing my grandparents, that, you know, you ring them instead, don't you? That, and even, you know, the people you live with, like I live with my partner, and that's a worry, is, you know, bringing it home, which is something you never thought about before, isn't it? What about you, Helen? What are you doing at the moment?
Well, I was just going to say, like you said, it has been tough, but I also think we need to give ourselves credit for the fact that we're carrying on and we're doing it. And I was just thinking that despite everything, we're still here. And I think you don't know how strong you are until you're placed in a situation like this. And actually, I was thinking about what strategies that we've put in place, because I don't know about you guys, but I think the move to online learning, whilst it's lovely not having to go in and commute every day, I do miss that interaction with people. So I was going to ask you about your strategies, but my strategies, for example, are just keeping in contact with people. Like you say, you can't go out, but I'm having regular video calls with people in my cohort, and so when I'm struggling with something, I have a chat with a friend. For example, tomorrow I'm going to have a study buddy session with one of my colleagues in the cohort, and provide some support to her and get some support myself. We're going to work on an assignment together. And I also wanted to say, my dissertation this year is on the importance of self-compassion for midwives, student midwives. And one thing I've really learned from looking at the limited evidence available is that it's so important to be kind to yourself. That's so important. And as this, with the student leadership program, Nadia very kindly set up a webinar about compassionate leadership, and it really got me interested in self-compassion. And actually there's a lot of evidence coming out now, not a lot, but bits and pieces of evidence saying that students that are not self-compassionate to themselves and are self-judgmental are more likely to burn out and have problems with stress and things like that. So actually it's really important to be kind to yourself, and I would say to all the listeners that are going to be listening to this, please, please, please focus on self-care, because that's really important. There's a lovely phrase, I don't know who said it, but you can't pour from an empty cup. And I think when you go into healthcare, the majority of us are always thinking about other people. That's why you go into healthcare. But actually, it's so important, and we forget how important it is about looking after yourself. And I found that I felt very isolated doing everything at home. And it's just pointed out how important it is to have that interaction with your colleagues and to kind of try and be self-aware. And if you are finding things tough, know that everyone's finding things tough. As Georgia and Gemma have said, it's very, very difficult at times, but you get through by relying on each other. So always make sure you do ask for help and guidance, because as Georgia said, you're not on your own. We're all in this together, and the chances are we're facing similar, almost guarantee we'll be feeling the same.
That's a really good dissertation topic to do, I think, especially with everything that's going on now. Like you say, it's so hard when you're at home and you're not seeing anyone, I think, to motivate yourself to do stuff. You know, I know a lot of people, I definitely was sitting at home thinking, oh my God, I'm not on placement. I've got all this time. Why can I not just make myself get on and do this mountain of work? You know, because we were still having exams and assignments and everything. But I think it's looking back now, I think, you know, the impact on everybody's mental health of not being able to see anyone is massive. And I think, you know, you need to, like you say, be kind to yourself. And if you're having a day where you feel like, oh, I just feel rubbish, I feel isolated, and I don't think anything's going to get done today, I think you need to just allow yourself a day or 2 days or even a week just to recharge and look after yourself and do something that makes you happy. And I think once you feel more energized and refreshed, then I think your motivation and your passion, it comes back. But I think if you're constantly, like you say, being hard on yourself and not, you know, recognizing that you do just need some time and space to feel better, then you are going to get burnt out, like you say. And I think, you know, your peers and your cohort, like you say, are so important, because they're the only people who actually understand what you're going through, because they're going through it with you. So I think, I mean, not even just emotional support, but academic support from them is massive. I think it's so important to share your ideas and research as well, because this is not a degree where, well, you shouldn't be competing. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to others. It's about helping each other to get to the point where we're all confident and able to give good care, I suppose, isn't it? And as you will be in any clinical setting, you work together. Teamwork is so important, especially in a time like this.
Couldn't say it better to myself, Georgia. That's completely agree.
Yeah, me too. Like, and I've got such a, I think, online learning, I know I found it, I think my cohort, like you said, it's so hard to motivate yourself. And I've got such a respect for the first years who've come in and they're kind of straight from the off having to go through online learning, because it's so much to get your head around, and you don't have that kind of interaction, and you can't look around a classroom like you could normally, where you're kind of looking at other people's faces and you're like, oh, okay, it's not just me that's a bit like overwhelmed by it all. And I know kind of when you sat at a laptop instead, maybe, and you're feeling overwhelmed, it's completely different. You feel that kind of isolation, don't you? So I think, yeah, just kind of talking to people has been so important. And through my 150 Leaders project, I've managed to kind of use that to bounce off again, like you said about compassionate leadership, Helen, and make these kind of sessions for the first years, just so they're talking to the second years and third years as well. So there's that kind of forum for them to have that conversation if they need it. It's there if they need it. They don't have to join, they don't have to ask questions, they can just listen to us chat on about placement, kind of like we're doing now. And so far, like, I think it's been useful for them from what they've said. But it is just trying to find ways now to enact that kind of people coming together and having a conversation, isn't it?
That's a brilliant idea, Gemma. I think you're probably really helping those first years. You probably, like, they won't have a chance to have kind of formed their friendship groups or really meet anybody. I think that must be a massive help to them.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about your project, Gemma. Could you expand on it a little bit?
I started it when they started, so kind of September time, and it was off the back of 150 Leaders, the programme, so the projects that we could put together. And it was just, an idea to try and make a online virtual space instead of where we used to bump into each other in our kind of uni places. Instead, we'd have a Zoom call like this, like we're kind of getting used to, where you could just talk. So I've got, like, I'll be on the call, and then some of the girls in the second and third year cohorts as well would help me out, and just so that the first years can kind of ask questions, and like we'd talk about kind of like what shoes to buy and all those kind of placement kind of bits you want to know, or you want to have someone in the other years kind of tell you, impart their wisdom, or any wisdom, anything. So it's been really good, and I think talking to the second years, like, they enjoy talking to the third years, and then I've just enjoyed talking to, well, anyone as per usual. It's been really good, really helpful, and the tutors have been really helpful to put it on, and kind of really supportive. So yeah, we're hoping it'll run. It was originally going to run kind of just for the beginning bit, but we've had one every month, so just kind of waiting to see about this year, about carrying it on really for the first years as things change again as well, because everything's changing all the time, isn't it? So I think even just to talk about like the dissertation, like, it's nice hearing you talk about the dissertation. You just kind of want to hear other people talk about what you're going through, don't you? So that's kind of what that has been happening. It's been quite fun.
And I was wondering, I was thinking with this whole situation about the COVID, it's really made me appreciate how important it is to have those good friendships and to make time for yourself. I think that's one thing for all the listeners to really, I know we've kind of said it, but again, to say that can't overstate how important it is to take time for yourself. And as Georgia said, there are times where you're going to feel overwhelmed, and that's okay. It's okay to feel it's a tricky situation, and you're not alone, and actually it's important to kind of share those feelings and, you know, talk to people, because we're all in the same boat. And I think certainly, as Georgia said, when you talk to your colleagues, it makes you feel, I felt so much better just letting off a bit of steam and saying, oh, I'm struggling with this at the moment, or all this this topic that we've got to learn about is tricky, and everyone sort of jumps in and wants to help. Like, we all want to help each other and to make the most of your university network, I guess, and friends. And also, as Georgia said, make time to not for non-midwifery time. That's really important.
Definitely. I think, you know, it's sometimes with this course, it's that even without a pandemic, it's that work heavy that I think sometimes you feel a bit guilty for doing something not midwifery related, don't you? But I know everybody has families and friends, and, you know, you need to make time for them and also for you. And I think going back to what we were saying before, my friend said to me earlier when I was telling her about this, she said that something that someone had said to her, which she thought was really important, was that where you are now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And I think, you know, when you think about it, that it's so true, isn't it? Because I think sometimes when we hear people saying, oh, I've managed to do this and I've done that, I think you can very easily feel behind, like, you know, you're not as progressing as quickly as you should. So I think that's a really important thing to remember. And by the end of the 3 years of this course, you're not going to know absolutely everything. And as a qualified midwife, you'll never know absolutely everything. All you can do is something that you've said before, Helen, is be kind and compassionate, and the rest will follow.
How about you, Gemma? What do you have in place to help you cope with the current situation in terms of placement and assignments? How are you managing to balance everything and keep that lovely smile on your face that I can see right now?
I think it is, yeah. Just talking to people, I think, is massive. I think it's just so important. And I've started running as well, which I find is really helpful. Just kind of doing, I think, exercise is also talking exercise. Even if it's going for a walk, I think sometimes if you're sat at your laptop all day and you just get outside, that really helps. Really, really, for me, it just kind of like clears your head and you're thinking about something else as well. Even if you've had like a long shift or yeah, you just need a bit of a break, a bit of a time out. I think that really helps that you can go for a walk or a run. And actually, just before we started talking, I've just baked some cookies in the theme of I needed to do something that wasn't work for a minute. So, yeah, eating, exercise and talking to people, that's why. So that's what I'd say for sure. And just, yeah, you're both so right. We're talking about kind of like you can't overlook compassion or kindness at the moment at all. Like, even the little things in a day, that's what I kind of try and keep telling myself, is just finding little bits of joy in the day, even if it's as simple as like it's a really good cup of tea or something, just to keep yourself going.
Either of you, Gemma or Georgia, what kinds of things do you think you have, what skills do you think you've picked up during this pandemic that perhaps, because I was trying to think, there's always a silver lining to everything. I keep trying to think about the blessings that this situation provides. What do you think you have? Sorry, I'm just trying to think about how to word it. What are the silver linings that you've found? What kind of things do you think you've learnt, or skills you've picked up, or any kind of silver lining do you think you found from this current situation? So for me, for example, usually I have a long commute into university, but this time it's been nice to just have a bit more time with my dog and to see my partner a little bit more. So that's definitely been a plus for me. How about you guys?
Yeah, same. Yeah, it is nice to see family members a bit more, I suppose, isn't it? I think time management is a huge one since being back on placement, because we were all pulled. So now we've had all those hours to make up, and we're now, I'm the same as you, Gemma, doing 4 weeks on community, which I should have been doing in September, plus, you know, dissertation and reflections and everything else under the sun that they could possibly throw at us is now being crammed in. So I think being, you know, planning your time and being a bit more organised, to just, you know, just being able to take a step back and just think, right, what have I got to do for this? What have I got to do for that? And just being able to sit down and just, you know, work out what I've got to do and when. I think that's, you know, it's forced me to be a bit more organised and manage things a bit better, which, you know, in midwifery prioritising is an incredibly important skill to have, isn't it? So I think it's definitely helped me develop that. And I think just going back, you know, going back to talking about looking after yourself is, I think, recognising your limits and, you know, being able to tell, actually, I just need a break now. I've, you know, I've had enough of this. And I think, you know, you can't do your work to the best of your ability when you're drained, whether that be on placement or your academic work. So I think definitely it's just the importance of self-care. And I know people talk about it all the time, but I don't think you can stress that enough, is be kind to yourself.
Being a student midwife, we're always looking after women, aren't we? So it doesn't come easily, I don't think. It's kind of I suppose what I'm trying to say, it's a bit of an occupational hazard, isn't it?
That's really like an important point, Georgie, you said about recognising in yourself, like when you need a break, when you need to be like, right, I need to stop now, or I need to reflect on that. Because I think reflection is a massive part of this degree as well, isn't it? Like, it's a massive part of the career of midwifery. And I think, kind of using that, I see it more in like the day-to-day now. When I'm doing stuff, I'll kind of stop and think about what's going on, or kind of recognise like, oh yeah, no, maybe that's time to stop now. But I think it's so hard, and I think I've got so much respect as well for the girls doing this course with kids at home as well. Like, it's amazing. They're doing absolutely incredible, like incredible. Like, I can barely get myself through and cook myself food and sort myself out and sort the flat out and everything. So I just, yeah, it's incredible. I think I've got so much respect, and I think that's kind of the courage in people to get through it as well. And we're so close now, we're so close to the end, which is one way absolutely terrifying, but also like it's what we've all been working for, even when it's hard, which I suppose again goes back to resilience, doesn't it, which is a huge part of the degree as well.
Do you think, I was just wondering, just putting it out there, do you think that is there one piece of advice you would give yourself at the beginning of the pandemic that you've learned that you would like to share with that person that was just starting at that situation? I know, for example, you were saying that you got pulled from placement. I was very lucky. We did get pulled for a little while, but we did manage to go back in. So, you know, just some advice, I guess, for yourself that you would give yourself now that you've been in that, had that experience.
I think just keep talking to people. Whether it's, like, say, your peers on your course, or your tutors, or, you know, someone who's not related to the course at all, just being on your own in it at the moment is so isolating, especially when you feel like, you know, people don't really get what you're going through. I think just don't bottle it up, because, you know, I think sometimes you feel quite behind and it seems like other people are further on, but I think absolutely everybody goes through a point where they feel like they can't do it and they feel like it's just too much. So just keep talking to people, because there'll be somebody else who may be feeling quite optimistic at that point and might be able to reassure you. So I think, yeah, don't just sit and, you know, be worrying. Just talk to other people, because you're in it together.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it as well, and something that's definitely one of the things I'd be to tell myself back at the start of all this. And I think just kind of my motto has almost just been like, keep plodding on, like keep going, keep doing it. But yeah, again, kind of reflecting, but keep on working, and just try and be as organised as possible. And then don't be harsh on yourself if you're not either. Just be kind to yourself again, really, basically, Georgia, what you've said.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much to take in. It always changes, isn't it? We're like literally going through an ever-changing situation.
Do either of you guys do any meditation? I use the Headspace app. I don't know. There's and there was a something on there, one of the people talking, I thought it was really good point, sort of picking up from where Gemma said that 90% of success is turning up. So that's really important. You don't have to be... It's important to remember you don't have to be perfect. Just the fact that you've turned up and you're willing to try, that's a huge thing in itself. And actually that will carry you through. Just make sure that you're always turning up and attending everything, even when you don't feel like it, and you'll get so much from it.
Because sometimes you just don't want to be there, do you? You don't want to have to confront something, but then you can, some usually those other times you take something away, or if you turn up at a shift and you're like, oh, I just don't know, like, or you're really nervous, or you're kind of unsure of the area you're working in, or it's new. And then I think that sometimes those are the ones you really learn from, the ones you're kind of like, right, I can adapt to this, I'll take something, even if it's really something really small, or the people you meet as well. There's always kind of things to take. But it is hard. I think that's the thing. I think, though, like, if when you're listening to this, like, it is hard. This is a hard degree. And it's a hard time at the moment.
Absolutely. I think we have to give ourselves credit. Picking up from what Gemma said, the fact that it's hard, absolutely it's hard. But be proud of yourself that you're here and you're doing it. I think we have to remember why we wanted to become midwives in the first place. And actually, this situation teaches us that we do have strength. And just being here, doing it, that's amazing in itself. And I think sometimes when you are struggling, you lose sight of how well you are doing. We focus on the things that we're not. I don't know about you guys, Georgia and Gemma, please come in after this. I tend to focus on the things that I haven't done so well. And one of the things I am trying to do, funny enough, we had a catch up, my cohort, a few of us had a catch up yesterday, and they were saying, you know, we're underestimating how difficult this situation is. And previous people that have done the degree didn't have to do it while there was a pandemic going on. We're doing it whilst there's a pandemic, so we should be even more proud of ourselves. And we need to remember that it's tough, but we are coping under exceptionally tough circumstances, and the fact that we are still here and we're doing it says a huge amount. And we need to remember that just by carrying on is huge in itself. Would you agree, Emma?
Oh yeah, 100%. And I think, just thinking then from what you were saying, like the first years now, the years, the, like the next year that comes in, they'll be there for them as well. Like it's that kind of support, like trails all the way through. Now I think you can pass on what you found, what you've learned, what you found hard. And the second years now, like they've, in the same way, second year's hard because it's that kind of middle limbo. Everyone has a bit of a like, oh, what's going on? It feels so far away. And like, we've only just started almost. So I think each year it's just something else to contend with, but I think what I'm trying to say is that like each year can support each other as well, and even for the next cohorts that come up, like even the first years now, if they feel like, oh, we've not been out on placement, oh, it's all online learning, but that how you've dealt with that and how you've all come together, and that's what you'll take from this, and you'll be all stronger for it. And when you come to come together in person or at placement, like you'll be like, oh, it feels like ages ago now we were doing that. Yeah, and kind of turning it into a positive as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think going back to what you said, Helen, about worrying if you haven't done so well, is I think just look at how far you've come already. You know, even getting onto this course is a huge achievement. And I mean, 2 years ago, the biggest thing I was worried about was that I couldn't take a blood pressure, and now I can do that in my sleep. You know, it's different achievements at different stages. You know, we've already come so far, and even though you sit there and think, oh my god, I don't know anything, actually you know a hell of a lot. And you know, just like you say, turning up in itself is, that's, you know, the majority of the work. So you know, echoing what you said before, Gemma, as well, about just keep swimming. Thanks everyone for listening. We really hope this has been helpful. I think the most important things to take from this is, firstly, that you are never on your own. I think, like we've said before, if you are ever struggling, there's always someone who's there and willing to listen, whether it's, you know, someone on your course, one of your tutors, or just a friend. Talk to somebody and just keep swimming.
Thank you for listening to the Student Leadership Programme podcast. For more information, visit www.councilofdeans.org.uk/studentleadership.